Hey everyone, and thanks for listening to Lit Radio Podcast. I'm Thea, and today I'm joined by Ivan Bartero. We'll talk about his book, The Mirror Never Lies, From Reflection to Prosperity, The Blueprint for Success and Fulfillment. Ivan is a seasoned entrepreneur who built and sold a multi-million pound technology company before dedicating his life to leadership, coaching, and human development. The Mirror Never Lies is a transformative invitation to pause, reflect, and take control of your journey toward the life you truly deserve. It's a powerful guide offering simple, actionable tools to measure your progress, overcome challenges, and celebrate authentic growth. Hi, Ivan. It's a great pleasure to have you with us on Lit Radio Podcast. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. And thank you for the invite. And it's nice to see you once again, Thea.
You're very welcome. And it's great to see you too. So today we are going to speak with you about your first book, The Mirror Never Lies. But before we go into that, could you share with us a little bit about your entrepreneurial background and how that informed your reflection practice?
Of course. Well, to be very honest, I've spent over 40 years in business, leadership, and technology, working across different industries. I had the opportunity, you know, I consider it as a blessing to find, I founded a technology company that served several hundreds of hospitals within the UK with the NHS. Through that process, obviously, I employed in total, at any given time, I had 250 people employed. But throughout the years, I must have employed over 600 people. And the biggest opportunity was to mentor people, to grow teams, and even develop leaders. In fact, although at the time, at a much younger age, maybe I wasn't happy to see people leave when they did, when they resigned and left my business. But today that I am, you know, an older man, and I look back, some of the people that left, you know, some of the people I coached when they joined me as young people at 22, 23, they actually left 6 p.m., my company at the time, you know, and they set up their own businesses. And today, in hindsight, it's such a big pleasure to see them still, you know, operating their own businesses and see them doing a success out of it, which means the coaching, the mentoring, and everything, and the values that we've passed through them, through the years, actually, you know, paid dividends, did very well. Obviously, throughout the journey, I learned that success is never about strategy or skills. You know, strategy and skills are extremely important, and I encourage everybody, you know, to develop their skills and to have strategies. But as important, it is all about also about self-awareness. Self-awareness is extremely important. And the biggest breakthrough for me personally that I had in my business did not happen in the boardrooms, though the boards were very good. But in boards, you go in there, you talk about finances, you talk about next projects. But the real breakthrough happened during moments that I dedicated every day for reflection. So I have this discipline. I've had this discipline. I still apply that discipline, although I don't run a big business as I used to. And what I mean is every day I find time and I make time, you know, and I really don't believe people when they say I don't have time, because time is something you have to make. Time is something you have to plan, and you need discipline, you know, and you need to have the commitment. And the commitment in this regard is towards yourself. In my case, it was a commitment towards myself, towards my employees, and towards my business, and towards my shareholders, and towards my customers. So, yes, I had to have the discipline to pause every day, you know, and pause for 30 minutes and effectively ask some very important questions, which I'm sure we'll get to talk about later. But I've always asked myself, you know, what I've learned, and always ask the most important questions. What could I have done better? Because one thing for a fact is I am not perfect. Yeah. Those questions, when asked, they helped me make better decisions. And in business and in your career and in life, not just in business, even in personal relationships, even in families, you're all the time taking decisions. And because they help you, you end up, building, for example, stronger teams. You build up stronger family bonds. You build up stronger relationships, with your wife, with your children, with your friends, And over time, I realized that reflection is not just about, it's not just a personal habit. I thought it was a personal habit when it started, but actually it's leadership discipline. It's leadership discipline. And leadership, people may say, but I'm an employee. I don't lead anybody. I don't have somebody. Well, you always have somebody to lead yourself. And it's extremely important. You have to learn how to lead yourself. That understanding became the foundation of the Mirror Never Lies and the Thrive On method.
Absolutely. And well, thanks for sharing all of that. But obviously, you spoke about your company and how you mentored those younger people who then went on to build well, their own businesses and careers. So is that the reason you decided to write The Mirror Never Lies, to help other people, to coach them?
There is no doubt that as a person, especially as I've grown older, in life, you do reflect, and through reflection, I find myself, where am I the happiest professionally? The happiest, I am the happiest professionally when I am in front of people sharing my knowledge, when I am in front of people and hoping they will share their knowledge from me, because at the end of the day, let me be very frank, I go to university and I train people and I meet people who are 22, 21. And in today's world, being a 60-year-old man, these 21-year-old people, make no mistake, they have a lot to teach me, because I did not grow up in a world of social media. I did not grow up in a world of tablets. I grew up in a very different world. So being able to be with these people, when you're sharing both ways, it is incredible. So yes, I wrote The Mirror Never Lies because I have spent decades, leading people, building businesses, and witnessing how personal reflection, or the lack of it, if I had to be very honest, can define success or failure. I realized that people are driven by goals, but really pause to understand why they do what they're doing. And that really, really hits me. When I see people, they're doing something, and you ask this very, very, very simple question, why are you doing that? And especially being coming even from IT, and in IT we do a lot of business analysis, we do a lot of systems analysis. I've had the opportunity throughout my life, even as a young IT specialist, because obviously I was not always in leadership, I was not always in management. I came through the ranks. I started off my career as a development, and it's amazing how many times you ask people, but why do you do that? And they just stare at you. They say, I don't know. In fact, in the book, Thea, I actually, in the chapters, Purpose in Life, I talk about this fictitious name, but it's a true story about Mary. And I've asked her that question, why are you doing that? And the only reply she could give me is, I don't know. And it's a pity when people are at work, when people are somewhere, when people are engaged in any organization, in any institution, this is not just about, this is not just about work, as I keep on saying, it's about life. When you're doing something, you need to know why you're doing it. So purpose is an incredible, important piece of the puzzle. So this book is my way of actually helping others see what I learned. The mirror never lies. That's one thing I definitely learned. It reflects our truth, our habits, and our growth. And to make sure people understand me, because maybe, it reflects our truths, our habits and our growth. What I really would like to amplify, I've been 10 years trying to tell the mirror, tell me that I look 6 feet, but the truth is I am 5 feet 7. I've been the last 10 years telling the mirror, trying to tell the mirror, please tell me that I look 70 kilos, but the fact is I weigh more than 70 kilos. So the truth is I need to diet. The truth is, I need to exercise. The truth is, I need to look at the mirror to actually see myself the way I am and not see myself the way people want.
Absolutely, and I think that's a very powerful message. And then at the heart of the mirror never lies is the trigon method, which you mentioned earlier on. So before we discuss anything else, can you introduce us to that method?
Absolutely, it's very simple, it's very powerful, and I can assure you when I say it's very simple to understand, but potentially people will find it difficult to implement, and I will explain why. First of all, the Trigon method is a structured framework for self-reflection and growth. It helps individuals translate self-awareness into tangible progress. It revolves around four core daily questions. This is why before in the introduction, I said you need to find some time, make that time. You know, there are days when I get mine done in 10 minutes. There are days when I get it done in 30. So the maximum is between 10 to 30 minutes. And, you know, you cannot pay lip service to yourself. This is part of your discipline. In the same way, in the morning, you know, people crave for a coffee. In the same way, people at 10 o'clock crave for a sandwich or a snack. You know, people need to get themselves to the discipline to crave for their own growth. And I don't mean physical growth. I don't mean, you know, a growth in the tummy or a growth in height or whatever. I'm talking about growth, you know, your mental growth, the way you look at yourself, the way you love yourself, the way you respect yourself. That is all growth. And the framework consists of four questions, and they're very simple. Today, what did I achieve? Today, what did I learn? Today, what could I have done better? What must I change? And they sound simple. They sound, you know, okay, I can do that. Of course you can do that. But when people ask that question, what have I, you know, what did I achieve? If they don't have a growth plan, if they don't know where they're going, if they're not aspiring to get somewhere, they cannot really measure how they've achieved it or whether they've achieved it. But I'm sure we'll have, you know, more opportunity to go through that, you know, through that part. Through these questions, people gain clarity. That is the truth. You gain clarity. And I will tell you why. Because I've been through moments in my life where when I asked that question, what did I achieve today? I know for a fact, because I still have my diaries, I've been through periods like 6 weeks, 8 weeks, where I could not write anything there, where I felt I was achieving nothing. I was not learning anything. You know, the second question, what did I learn? But then as I grew older, then I realized how arrogant I was, because I was achieving nothing. I was learning nothing. But in my mind, I had nothing to change. It is not on. If you're achieving nothing, you feel you're achieving nothing, you feel you're learning nothing, the worst thing you could be doing yourself is saying, there is nothing to change. I would not punish myself for not achieving anything, because life happens, you know, things happen in life. You go through ups and downs. That's a reality of life. I will not punish myself for not learning anything, but I only have myself to blame if I change nothing to become a better person, to start achieving again, to start learning again, because life is a journey. So the reality, that is where I'm telling you, you know, you gain clarity. And if you actually think more, and I'm sure we'll talk a bit more, but you have the growth plan. The growth plan will have one of the most important things. I already referred to it, the purpose, which is your why. So when you're asking those questions, you are asking those questions to make sure that you are gaining clarity and you are aligning your day to get close to your why, to always make sure you are moving forward in life with that close, you know? And you need to have meaningful goals. There is no doubt you need to have meaningful goals. You know, I'll give a very, very simple example. At the moment, I am suffering of a very severe back pain. You know, I have a slip disc. You know, the reality is I need to walk 10,000 steps per day. I need to do several exercises per day. So when I ask myself today, what did I achieve? Have I achieved the 10,000 steps, yes or no? And if I did not, I'm very sorry. I did not live my day in alignment with my purpose. And one of my purposes at the moment, one of my focus areas at the moment, is my own well-being. Because that is another important thing. Obviously, when you're 24, you're 25, well-being is not something you think about. You know, when you're 24, 25, you're thinking about career, you're thinking about your financials. So those your focus actually changes with you throughout life. That's why life is a journey. Obviously, you get to my age, and the most important thing for you now is health, your well-being. You know, because I am obsessed to take my daughter up the aisle. I want to be present at her wedding. You know, I want to see my first grandson, if at all possible, in the next 20 years. Hopefully, I'll be here and I'll see him get married, or I'll see him coming out of university qualified. So you come to realize that your goal is also changing with you as you go. You know. And then, besides the purpose and the goals, there will also be what we call the PSMs, you know, the personal success metrics. And that is what you measure every day, you know, and we need to keep this in mind. And I will repeat it many times in this interview with you. What is not measured does not improve in life, you know, and that is very, very clear. And that's one thing I've learned definitely in the last 40 years of my career, of my life. You know, I don't want to give people the impression that I'm 40 years old. I repeat, I'm 60. But in the first 20 years, I was still, you know, shaping, and I wasn't really thinking about writing this book, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the right time always comes. But
yes, for
yeah.
sure.
And so with the Tryvon method, it's all about reflection and keeping yourself accountable, which of
Exactly.
course, yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not the case for a lot of people, which is probably causing them not to achieve what they want to achieve. And as you were describing the method, you also discussed purpose and the personal success metrics, which are things I want to go over with you as well. But let's first start with purpose, because it's the first thing you mentioned. So we know that everyone they want to find their purpose, because obviously knowing your purpose, then it's very, that guides you through your life decisions, but that's not so easy to find out. So have you got any tips on how we can understand ourselves better and what really drives us?
You see, what you've said is very, very right, Thea. A lot of people try to find purpose, but purpose is not something you find. Purpose is something you uncover through reflection. And I encourage people to look at three key elements. In fact, I talk very, very, very clearly about this in the book. You know, there is the chapter Purpose in Life. And I encourage people to reflect, sit down, you know, enjoy a nice drink, enjoy whatever, you know, whatever you want. But sit down and relax and think about your values. What principles guide you in life? What are the principles that guide you? What are your values? You know, once you create a list of values that are guiding you, you know, then you think about your passions. And passions are things, you know, that, you know, what energizes you? You know, I said it, you know, like if I am in a class with young people teaching, believe me, I run in the class. I get a lot of energy. I say, this is not the same person. This is not the person who's suffering of a slip. This is because I end up finding energy in a class. I'm sweating, you know. Why? Because I'm very passionate about it. You know, it energizes me to share my knowledge, to actually share. You know, when I go to teach IT at university, you know, but I end up talking to my students about a lot of things besides IT, because IT, a lot of people think that IT is about technology. You know, in 40 years in IT, I've learned one thing for sure. You know, IT is not about technology, IT is about people, you know. So I try to tell that to my students, you know, because, you know, the machine is not going to give you any hassle, don't worry about it. You know, it's people that you need to really get to. So yes, so you need to sit down on that couch, you know, I repeat, talk, you know, think about your values, what principles guide you, think about your passions, you know, what energizes you and excites you, you know. Last but not least, contribution. How do you want to make a difference in this world? You know, how do you want to make a difference in this world? So imagine, you know, this young person, a male, female, whatever, they're working, you know, in this organization, or they are in a class at university. You know, when people talk about you 10 years from now, what do you want them to say about you in that class? That you were the one never smiling, you were the one never sharing, you were the one who was always abrupt. Is that the contribution you want to leave in the class, at university, or in your workspace? Or do you want to be that person, who was always there to study with others, to share, to collectively bring everybody with you so everybody passes their exams, so everybody celebrates together. Who do you want to be? What contribution do you want out of your life? If you are in a relationship, who do you want to be with your partner? You want to be the person who never smiles. You want to be the person that is always dull and gloom. You want to be the person that is always negative. Or do you want to be the professional clown? I would say the shepherd. I would say the catalyst. Who do you want to be in that relationship? That is a contribution. Who do I want to be with my wife? With my wife, I want to be the fun person. With my wife, I want to be the best friend. With my wife, I want to be the person that she can trust. That is a contribution. So again, that is the contribution. What is my passion in that relationship? My passion is at this stage, that my wife and I hopefully will look at each other one day, and we'll say, haha, we're 80 years old now and we're still here together, so on and so forth. So, but you need to stop and think. A lot of people don't dedicate time to think. I actually come to the worry that people don't even know how to think. And there are so many tools out there. I don't have to stay advertising any of them in any way or form, but there are many digital tools out there which unfortunately have made us even more lazy. They are stopping us from thinking. They are encouraging us not to think and just, type stuff and they give us stuff back. I'm not suggesting they're bad. I'm not suggesting they're wrong. I'm suggesting dedicate time, sit down and think. Think of your values, think of your passions, think of your contributions, and again, in the book, in the chapter, Purpose in Life, there is also a formula. I created a formula of how you can use those three components, values, passions, and contributions. And when you use this formula and you put them together, you actually will create your purpose statement. And your purpose statement is your why. Why? So, if you're at a job, what are the values in your job? What are the passions within your job? What do you want to contribute to your job? If you put that into a statement, that becomes why you are in that job.
Absolutely. And I like that in the book, you've got all of those formulas. So it's quite easy to generate your purpose statement and also your goals, which is great. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's all about reflection and understanding yourself better. But so once you have your purpose figured out, or your purposes, and then you've got your goals, then it's all about measuring, as you said. And then we come into the personal success metrics. So could you briefly tell us what they are and why they're so important?
Extremely important. I will start with something I've already said, but I promised I will be repeating. Something which is not measured does not improve. A very simple example again. It's useless me telling myself, I am going to diet, and I start dieting. And I do diets every day. But I think the most important moment is when you get on your scales. Now, if you are really doing things properly and you are doing the sacrifice, so you spend, no calorie intake, you're not eating sweets, you're not having a glass of wine, and you're doing all that sacrifice and you're doing that daily and you're measuring that daily that, what have I achieved? I did not drink wine. What have I achieved? I did not eat pasta. What have I achieved? I went for my 10,000 steps. Now, why? Because my goal is to lose 7 kilos, for example. When you get on the scales every Friday and within a week you realize that you lost a kilo, suddenly, all that sacrifice, which you were feeling sorry for yourself because you did not eat the donut, you did not eat the sweet, and you are feeling sorry for yourself, but suddenly, when you get in front of, on that scales and you've actually lost your kilo, suddenly you tap yourself on the back and there is self-recognition and you feel fulfilled. Yes, I won. So again, when we're talking of PSMs, the first thing I'd like to say about PSMs, PSMs could be your daily finish line. Create finish lines on a daily basis. Why? Because if you have a finish line on a daily basis, 10,000 steps, reading 5 pages of a book, attending 2-hour lectures, doing some kind of, hearing that podcast, The moment you create finish lines and you are measuring and you can say, yes, I've achieved that, what does it mean? You have a reason to celebrate. And how nice it is to celebrate daily. How great it is to look in the mirror and you say, I'm good. I am not paying lip service to myself. I am actually living. I am growing with intent. And when you self-recognize yourself, when you win daily, you start building momentum. You start motivating yourself and you start realizing that so PSMs, I repeat, they are your personal success metrics. And the most important thing is that they are defined by you. They are not defined by society. They are not defined by posts on Facebook. They are not defined by how she or he looks on Facebook. They are defined by you. These give you structure. They give structure to your goals and provide a way, to track progress. And progress may be small, small, meaningful. But it is small steps which translate into something big in this world. I remember when I had started my business, and I did my first sale. And my first sale was of about 3,000 euros, or at the time it wasn't euros, it was pounds, Maltese pounds. When you think about it, it was small, it was nothing. But it was the start of creating a business of millions. It started from a little drop. But every drop adds to the jar. Every drop adds to the jar. And that is how change happens within us, yeah? So, for example, you could have a PSM. I have this PSM personally, to read 15 minutes daily. How important it is to read daily. I read several, I have two magazines that I love reading. And when I read them, first of all, I read them because I want to gain knowledge. But secondly, I realize because I read these two magazines every day, when I am out in society, when I am out there networking, I am with people, it's easy for me to make conversation because it's very easy for me to find things to talk about. Yes? So those are your building blocks, I remember, Thea, in my past as a young man, when I even talk about the chapter corners in the book, and I refer to a particular two corners in the book. That was a time in my life when my confidence was very, very, very low. I had very, very low self-esteem. I had lost a lot of confidence. And at the time, I used to be working in London for a major airline. And I had met in the office, there was a lady who was, a psychologist. And she had given me advice. She said, stop coming to work with your car. I said, what do you mean? She said, stop coming to work with your car. Get on the train, get on the tube, and just do yourself a favor. Try and talk to somebody you don't know, one different person every day. She said, try to go to the pub once a week to be with people and just talk. And after time, my confidence to talk to people, to actually engage with people, to express myself, to share my thoughts, to share my opinion, suddenly, because what those corners had taken away from me, the lost confidence, they restored it. These little PSMs, these little personal success metrics actually helped me restore them. So people need to understand that without measurement, growth remains a wish. Honestly, without growth, without measurement, growth remains a wish. And it's useless telling yourself, I am going to remember, because it's not true. You don't remember. You don't remember. You need to journal. You need to write it down. You need to have it. This is like, I tell people very simple. I have photos of me when I was a baby. I have photos of me when I was 5 years old. I have photos of me when I was 10, 15, 20. It's nice to look at them. This is me, this is my journey. And the minute you, obviously, when I was a baby, I don't remember where I was, but I have photos when I was 5 years old. I still have a glimpse of memory. Oh, we were at the You know, we were at that party of my cousin John. I have a photo when I was 35. I can tell you exactly, you know, where we were, the party. It was a celebration of my company at the time, you know, because we had just launched. So a picture says a thousand words. When you're journaling, when you're measuring, you're creating that picture. Yeah. So remember, what's not measured does not improve.
Absolutely. And I think that leads quite nicely to my next question, which is the power of now. But those PSMs, it feels like they really help you celebrate now and today rather than waiting for the final destination, which is your ultimate goal. Is that what you mean by the power of now?
Power of Now is one of my favorite chapters, to be honest, because I combine it with another chapter, if it's okay with you, Thea. There is another chapter in the book, Your Worst Enemy. And your worst enemy is your inner voice. Let me give you an example. You know, the alarm goes at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, and it went at 6 o'clock in the morning, and outside it's really cold, it's raining, it's wet, but it actually went off, that alarm, because you are supposed to get out of bed, put on your training gear, and go to the gym. Your inner voice is telling you, take another 5 minutes. It's very cold outside. Give it a miss today. It's okay, you can go tomorrow. Whereas what I'm saying in the chapter, The Power of Now, is now, go. Because when you appreciate and you embrace the power of now, it's about being present. It's now. This is the only thing we have now. Understanding that growth only happens in this moment. You know? So let me give you an example. This may sound silly, but once a week I take a cold shower. I hate it. I hate it, but it's part of discipline. You know, it's very nice and it's very comfortable to be in under warm water or even hotter water. But it's also very important to remember to appreciate warm water. And the only way you appreciate warm water is actually by having a cold shower, you know. And the reality is, too often we live in the past, regretting, or in the future, over planning. You know what I'm going to do in 10 years from now? You know what I'm going to do in 2 years from now? You're talking about the past, you're talking about the future, and you're missing the now. You know? And progress is effectively built today. You can only build progress today, you know, through small intentional actions. This is why it's important you measure. This is why it's important you have the growth plan. The mirror teaches us that the only time we can influence is now. The only time you can influence is now. You know, when you fully engage with the present, reflection becomes your compass. You know, it becomes your compass, not your critique, definitely. You know, and I will give the last message on this subject. I mean, it's a very important message. It's very, very close to my heart. And I've lived this personal thing, you know, this thing I'm going to share with you. And I have come to realize in life for a fact that it is the most expensive thing. There is nothing more expensive in this world than procrastination. You know, and there were certain decisions in my life which I procrastinated because I thought it was the best thing to do. And today, you know, in hindsight, many, many years later, I am convinced it was the worst thing to do. You know, I should have never procrastinated. I should have lived in the present, and I should have taken my decisions based on the information I had that moment in time, you know. And the truth, because I did not take those decisions, today, you know, even at the age of 60, I still have certain circumstances in my life, you know. So the power of now is no doubt not an overrated power, because now is the only thing we have.
Absolutely. And obviously, the importance of being present and to the now is enormous, but sometimes in life we're thrown challenges and obstacles that we have to deal with, and those challenges sometimes they can really disturb our peace and throw us off course. So how can we in such situations keep our plan and continue on developing ourselves when the only thing we want to do is just survive.
Yes, and there are times when even in survival you learn, yes. So I am not here to suggest that there aren't moments in life where you're just clinging from your nails, just surviving. I've been there, I've done that. I think the most important thing is that we need to understand this, though, Thea, that growth is not about perfection, because there is no perfect situation out there. You know, there are times you are surviving, there are times you are thriving, you know? And we've been there, and I'm sure every human being on earth, you know, in fact, the chapter in the book which explains this is called Corners, you know? Growth, as I said, is not about perfection. It is about perseverance. You have to have perseverance, because when life feels heavy, reflection becomes even more important. You know, unfortunately, people, when life is heavy, when they're surviving, it's the time they want to think less. They want to reflect less, because the inner voice drops them into feel sorry of yourself mode. You know, there is that button, feel sorry for yourself. Feel sorry for yourself is a it's the button of destruction, it's the button which will get you nowhere, it's the button which will actually just keeps on sinking you and sucking you down. So this is the moment when you're surviving, you know, to say, okay, if you are there, it's time to reflect. Why is this happening to me? Because things could be happening to you because of external factors. Things could be happening to you because of internal factors. Things could be happening to you because you are simply letting your mind take you where you don't want to go. So, and you need to identify, why is this happening to me? You know, if I get into my house and my house is flooded with water and it's raining outside, which means I have a leak, it's useless me starting to squeeze the water out before I find from where it's coming in and I stop the leak. So you need to think, you need to reflect. So I honestly suggest asking, you know, if people are, you know, they say, why is this happening to me? Why am I so unlucky? People go through this, you know. I suggest, instead of asking yourself, why is this happening to me? Ask yourself, you know, what can I learn from this? You know, because every setback in life carries a message. And you will come to realize that every setback is an opportunity for growth. Every setback is what shapes character. Every setback is what shapes fulfillment in the future. Every setback is what feeds knowledge. Knowledge feeds revelations. You know, wisdom. It's important. So, it's key, you know, we need to pause, reflect, and there is another word now, you know, because pausing and reflecting is important, but now you need to be adaptable in life. You know, you need to be adaptable. You know, if somebody very close to you dies, you know, and that is a natural course of life, you know, somebody passes in your family, somebody close, it could be a wife, it could be a husband, I don't know. But, you know, you need to adapt. You know, there was a time in my life when I used to look at my parents and I used to say, I can never live without these two people. You know, but I had to adapt. So adaptability is a very, very important piece of the puzzle, you know, because when you adapt, you are giving the space to pain to become a teacher. And pain is an incredibly good teacher. You know, pain can be a very good teacher. And progress is not linear. You know, it's not a straight line. Life is not like that. Yeah. Every challenge in life shapes us and makes a strong version of ourselves. You know, this is why I believe, and I keep on in saying, you know, your best version is always ahead of you, because you're all the time learning. Unless you're one of those who is on autopilot and you never reflect, you never think, and you just let life happen to you, then there isn't much to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. That's very useful to hear. But apart from your book, you also have a digital ecosystem supporting the book, which is on thriveon.vip. So could you tell us how that ecosystem support the readers with their self-development journey?
First of all, as an individual, I am a very result-oriented individual. And I have to admit, I've read several books in my life which have left me somewhat frustrated because they tell you a lot why to do certain changes, they tell you what to change, but no one tells you how. You know, and I did not want The Mirror Never Lies to be that one of those books. I wanted my book, you know, to have the why, the what, and the how. So yes, The Mirror Never Lies is not just a book. It is part of an entire growth ecosystem. And the digital side, you know, the digital tools, I call it the toolbox. The Mirror Never Lies has a toolbox. It's called thriveon.vip. So effectively on the day the book will be launched, thriveon.vip will go live as well. And readers will have the ability to access free self-assessments. You know, there are books, there are guided exercises, you know. In fact, in the book, Thea, at the end of each chapter, there is a QR code. At the end of each chapter, there is an exercise. Instead, it has been printed on the book and make the book unnecessary thick and all this. With that QR code, you know, you scan the QR code and it takes you to the website, it takes you to thriveon.vip, and effectively, you will find your exercise there. It's a PDF, it's an automated PDF. They are there, they're all for free. Obviously, you would have had to buy the book to get the access to the QR codes. And but that's not all. On the Thriveon VIP, there is also training material available for people that become subscribers. And there is also training because there is on-site training and off-site training. Sorry. Online training and on-site training. Online training is available for people that have a subscription. The subscription is basically 5 euros per month, so it's not an expensive subscription. Everybody, you know, people that want to invest in getting the subscription, it's only 5 euros per month, and that will automatically open up for you. The online training, you will be able to book yourself even with coaches and have virtual meetings with coaches. There are also personal, very, very good tools in the sense that there are other exercises you can do online, exercises which are not part of the book. But the most important piece of the puzzle are the actual, what we call the Thriveon Wizards. And the Thriveon Wizards, actually, on a step-by-step basis, they will provide the user with the how to implement. When I was talking about before, you know, there is the formula to implement your purpose. There is a formula to implement your goals. There is a formula to implement your personal success metrics. All of that has been put into a digital workflow through wizards, and you can select simply drop down boxes, you select, you know, and all of that. Why? Because I want to encourage the reader that if they take their growth, their personal growth seriously, if they use the tools, or they use the book and they don't use the tools, but we teach this in the book as well. They create their growth plan. Then there is another wizard in the book, which is the Thriveon habit itself. So on web or even on mobile, iOS and Android, they will have the option to journal on their mobile. I know that young people love their mobiles. They like using their mobiles. You know, they're very accessible. They're all the time in our hands. You know, people don't go out with their mobile nowadays. It's a very important piece of the puzzle. So effectively, every day they will receive a notification, you know, to do their discipline, to do their habit, to do their positive habit. And it will ask them every day, you know, these are your current active PSMs. What did you achieve? What did you learn? What could you have done better? You know, what must you change? If they are going to change something, it is also automated. They will have a change log, you know, the things that they must change. They also have a dashboard, how many active goals they have, how many active PSMs, how many of them have been fulfilled. So it's a complete growth ecosystem. The idea is very simple. Read the book, learn from the book, implement on Thriveon.
I really like that because, as you say, with a lot of books, you get the theory, but then nothing happens after that. Whereas you created the whole journey so people can actually start implementing the knowledge straight away, and they're also reminded that they're kept accountable, which is absolutely great. Okay, Ivan. So I've got just one final question to finish this very interesting conversation, and the question is this. What's your most important message to anyone who would like to take this self-improvement journey and to really feel fulfilled and successful in their lives?
First of all, I would definitely say that everybody grows and everybody's still growing, you know. So lately I met somebody and we were in a conversation between three people and somebody challenged me, you know, 65-year-old who says, but I have no more growth to do. And because we were talking about my book and I said nothing, you know, I said, okay, you know, I have to accept that not everybody sees life the way I see it. But the other man who was 64 literally went down on him like a ton of bricks. He says, I completely disagree. He says, you know, he said, up to some time ago, I was a person who believed I would never learn how to ski because I was afraid. And he says, here I am out of my comfort zone. Now I'm a very active skier. You know, I travel out of Malta twice, three times a year just to go skiing. So everybody has the opportunity to grow because growth is not about career growth. Growth is not about, you know, financial growth, spirituality, whatever it is. Growth is about fulfillment, how fulfilled you are. So if you're 65 years old and you're sitting at home feeling bored, I'm very sorry. You have a lot of growth to do because we are not here to be bored. We are here to be fulfilled. So growth is part of fulfillment. So what I would say as the last message is to everybody, start. Start. Don't wait for the perfect time because it doesn't exist. You know, there is no doubt that your best is ahead of you. You know, there is no doubt that there is a better version of yourself, and you need to be able to visualize that person. You know, so with a very humble mind and with a very humble heart, I say this to myself. I don't consider myself to be a world-class author because I am not. And I am a person on two feet. You know, I've just written this book. I have given it my best. I've actually enjoyed doing it. I've shared it. To protect myself, I say, I'm already fulfilled. I'm done. Why? Because I gave a copy of the book to my children. So I'm happy. I'm done. But is that the truth? Is that, you know, am I sitting on the couch saying, you know, there's nothing much to do. No, I see myself being invited to go and speak to companies about my book, to speak to people at university. I have that vision. So yes, I'm working hard towards that. So I'm not sitting home pretty. You know, I'm advertising my book. I'm pushing my book. I'm taking things forward. Why? Because I'd like to see that better version of myself. You know, so when I tell people start now, the point of departure is where do you want to be in 3 months from now? Where do you want to be in 6 months from now? What is the purpose? Why you want to be there? What are your goals of wanting to be there? How are you going to get there? Are your PSMs? Go ahead, create that growth plan. That is my message to you. Create your purpose, create your goals, create your personal success metrics, and every day start walking in alignment with that destination. That destination is going to get you to a beautiful location. It's called the better version of yourself. Thank you, Thea.
Absolutely. I think that's the best possible message. Just start. Well, thank you very much, Ivan, for this very interesting conversation. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very useful. But of course, I encourage our listeners to also grab a copy of The Mirror Never Lies and then also go on to the digital ecosystem so they can really develop their journey. But again, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you so much for joining us today. Make sure you keep an eye on our social media at Lit Publishing on LinkedIn, X, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook for more information about new books and podcasts with thought leaders. See you next time on Lit Radio Podcast.